Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody Mack, Cam Black, baseball opening day, the biggest Tennessee baseball series in a while. I don't know if I want to say the year. I know LSU is the number one team in the country, but I still think maybe Vanderbilt in Knoxville might be bigger.
Might as well just say of all time.
No. Not all time. But, you know, maybe Vanderbilt's bigger this year in the East, in-state rival, all of those things. But, oh, great, my laptop is updating. Fantastic. Oh, great, good, grand, wonderful. But it is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. I'm riding high. Cody, how are you?
Riding a little lower because of this chair.
Oh, yeah?
But I feel high. I feel really high, man.
Okay.
It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
I'm happy to see you. You look nice.
I did mushrooms before the show.
You look thinner. Are you still not eating?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're thin. Your face looks a little thinner.
Thank you for saying that. Because
your neck looks a little thinner. Are you still not eating? Or are you holding strong?
I'm still not eating. What is
just
it?
One meal a day?
Yep, starvation, baby. That's the answer. What you said is, what is it you say? Positive affirmation.
A little, well, I call it
positive reinforcement.
I was going to say, I call it reinforcement.
That's
but
what you say.
Maybe I'm affirming you a little bit. But, yeah, I am. I'm gassing you up. You look good. You feel better? You feel good? Clothes, shirt a little bit looser than usual?
Well, I mean, I'm not skinny yet, but I'm working on it.
No, but do you feel like your shirt fits a little better? Because that's always nice. You know, I went on a run yesterday. And all of a sudden, I told you I went and bought some running shoes on Sunday. So I got to put them to use. So yesterday I went home. After the show, I went and did some things. Had to actually do some work. Mm. Very few and far between when I actually do work after the show. But
productive, John.
Did some work, then went and did a podcast. And then I had like an hour and a half before, about an hour before trivia. And I was like, I could just go ahead and take a shower. I was like, I don't even have to take a shower if I just go to trivia. I'll go in there and pour myself a nice, strong vodka and White Claw cocktail. Go to trivia. I was like, no. I bought these running shoes. I set a goal to at least run 5 miles this week to get back in the swing of things. Like, I'm going to go run. So I went and I ran my mile, came in, showered. Then went and won trivia. First place. Not
nice,
to brag.
Nice.
Riding high. Things good. But then put on the pants today. I was like, man, I feel better already.
Yeah. I think there's something to that where you can feel better even after 1 or 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to keep that momentum.
That's it.
I think that's the hardest thing for most people is the consistency of it.
Yeah, so I'm feeling good.
Getting in the habit, like, starting an actual habit.
Feeling good today, and you look good. Cam, how are you?
Thanks.
I'm doing good. Doing good as well.
The boys are all thriving today.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Had
Sun
a good
is shining.
Day out there rocking and rolling yesterday.
I gotta go to Top Golf tonight. I can't golf, but it's a friend's birthday and he was like, hey, I want you to come. You don't have to golf. I was like, all right, I'll be there. And he's my boy. So, I want to be there for my friend's birthday, so I've got to go to Top Golf, which usually is me just watching everyone else do it. And they'll be like, come up here and take some swings. I'm like, no, I can't really do it. Oh, just take some swings. And then I go there and take some swings. I feel like an idiot.
You give it a shot.
I give it a shot.
You
and sometimes
okay?
I can do okay because, like I said, I took some lessons or I took a lesson, and by the end of that lesson, I actually was hitting it pretty well. I was, I was hitting my 3-wood pretty well. I was hitting one of my irons. I don't know which iron it was, but I was making solid contact, getting in the air, and pretty much down the middle, and I felt good. And then my trainer, my coach, was like, "All right, go play your round this Sunday and see how you think, or this weekend and see how you think." I was like, "You sure?" He's like, "Yeah, go try it."
Go out and spend $75 and play around.
It was like $30, I think. We went like on a Monday afternoon, and then like went out there, and I immediately lost. Like, I finished the first hole.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I got like a 6 on a par 4, and I was like, "All right, that's not bad for the first time ever doing it." Like, okay,
you got 6 on a par 4.
Yeah, I was like, "That's not bad."
Yeah.
Mm-mm. First hole, I was like, "All right, let's go." Okay. I'll take that. Obviously, everything went downhill. The very next hole, I lost a ball. The next 3 holes, I lost like 4 balls. So, through 6 holes, I'd lost like 7 balls. Like, all right, that's enough for me. I quit.
Yeah, you start losing balls in the water hazards and in the woods.
Well, just the moment I hit a bad shot, I just completely forgot everything. Like, it was very lucky.
Confidence.
Yeah, it was very lucky that I had even finished a hole. And I was like, hey, that's enough golf for me. So since then, I haven't golfed anymore.
My friends thought I was a god when I went and played for my birthday because they didn't realize I knew how to hit a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was out there racking them back to the back.
Golf god.
Back
a god.
Wall. That, they were really impressed.
That's a
it was
very
really
strong
funny.
Descriptor.
Yeah, a god, okay.
Yeah. That's a great,
they're like,
great
wow,
way to be
this
described.
Is,
they were very surprised. I was like, hitting the back net, and they were just like, what?
Well, there's
you
a
know, fight. Cam kind of reminds me of somebody on the golf course. It's not Jack Nicklaus. It's not Arnold Palmer. It's not Tiger Woods. It's God.
There's a pretty big gulf, Cam, between, wow, I'm pleasantly surprised that Cam's actually good, didn't see this coming, and oh, wow, he is a god. Cam is the god of golf. There's a fine line there, Cam.
I didn't think anybody was going to hit the back net.
That's fine, but I don't think they went straight to he's a god.
You know what Zeus was to the Greek world, Cam is to the golf course.
Yeah.
That's how I felt, though, because I had like 15 people sitting there going, whoa, when I hit the shot, and I was like, oh, that's a cool feeling.
They're like, wow, I'm pleasantly surprised. Cam's good at golf. I didn't see that coming. But no, Cam went straight to they thought I was God.
Yeah. You know, if anybody who's ever played golf should have a religion started after him, it'd be Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty it's a tough game. You know, the key is keeping your left arm straight. That's the key.
I can still remember my checklist when I go to get started.
And you got to keep the shoulders. You got to keep it straight all the way up to the bend of the club. And then
see, that's where I lose it.
Straighten it back out.
That's where I lose it.
Straighten it back out.
I saw on Instagram some girl, I don't know if you could actually do it, but she skipped those steps. It just went like up, back, and then down.
Yeah.
And she drilled it. And I was like,
could
I do that?
Doing that.
And you got to move the shoulders. You know, most people say you got to.
I can't do all of it.
Some people try to swing like a baseball bat.
Yeah, I can't do it. I really, it's one of the times that, like, being left-handed was such a detriment.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, growing up, no one ever had, like, left-handed clubs. My dad didn't golf. So, like, all you know, if I did golf, it was going to be with, like, my friends and their parents, but they never had left-handed clubs. So, I was like, in case I can't come, can't ever learn, go, like, hit at the thing. And
so, you have to have left-handed clubs?
Yeah, I'm left-handed. I can't go there and do it right-handed. I mean, I guess.
I thought you were ambidextrous.
No. I've never said I'm ambidextrous. I said I'm sort of ambidextrous. I can't.
Ambidextrous.
To me, full out ambidextrous means you can do everything with both hands. I say I'm somewhat ambidextrous
vaguely.
In the sense of that, like, I do certain things with right hands, certain things with left hands, but I can't really do anything with both.
You're partially ambidextrous.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Like, I can't do things with both.
Right.
But I can do. A
some
bunch
things.
Of different things with right, a bunch of some things with left. So, like, usually that's
it.
Not how people are. Usually they have one dominant hand. I have.
Like, you can shake hands with your right hand, but not with your left.
I write I write with pencil and pen with my right hand. I please
right.
myself with my left hand.
Okay.
I throw a ball with my right hand. I hit a ball in baseball with my left hand.
Oh, huh.
I eat with a fork with my left hand.
But if you put a fork in your right hand,
it feels weird.
Like,
it really does feel weird. I can't. Yeah. I can't really do it.
Yeah, it's like you got cerebral palsy or something.
Well,
with the right hand.
That seems unnecessary to take a shot at those people, but
yeah, just can't eat with the right hand.
I can eat.
That's
I can
not
pick
a shot at them, by the way.
I could pick up a sandwich and eat it with my right hand, but I cannot use a fork with my right hand. I really can't. I really truly can't.
Yeah. Well, that's golf is fun though. You should be able to. Maybe you'll get better. We could go play sometime.
Well, see, I don't want to play. No. That's
I
want to
play.
Well, that's the last thing I want to do is go play with Cam. He's a god.
You want to go play?
Yeah,
I don't know if I can play. I don't know. Sounds like I would be really, really embarrassed on the course with Cam.
The last thing I want to do is play before I get good enough to hit, but I don't want to put the time in to get good enough to hit.
Cam, instead of renting a cart, do you take a chariot when you go out to the course?
Usually people just carry me.
Okay.
I asked one time for advice and, like, about getting good at golf, and pretty much everyone replied with, my best tip would be to quit playing. Don't start.
Yeah.
Just stop before you waste all your money and all your time and you get mad. And I was like, you know what? At age 30, that's probably true. I'm probably not going to give – I probably got a very low ceiling at how good I could actually be. So I was like, I'm going to go to pickleball.
I think it's fun just to do it, though. To me, it's a fun activity.
Yeah, and I've always thought it'd be nice to go on sales calls and be able to go out with boys and do it because all my friends golf.
Nah, I wouldn't want to do that.
All my friends golf. Getting there with the good old boys and do all that. Like, it'd be nice to be included, but I just can't golf.
Yeah.
And I don't have the drive to learn it. I don't have the interest in golf to learn.
Would it help if we all started at the same time?
Probably not.
Maybe if Cam welcomed us into his kingdom of golf.
If Cam would place his hands upon me and heal my swing, then maybe. But no, I don't want to go and learn with you guys. I want to, like, if I was going to do it, I'd take like a month straight of lessons. But those are expensive. The guy I was doing it was charging me like $150 a lesson.
Oh, sure.
And he was giving me a discount.
That seems cheap.
He was giving me a discounted rate because he was like one of the best teachers in Knoxville. He was giving me a discounted rate for it.
I think you just got to work through it yourself, you know?
No, I think that's the worst thing. I think, I think that's the worst thing.
Find your own path.
Yeah. That's what I do when I try to go to Topgolf. I try to work through it myself, and I just keep shaking. Then I get mad. I'm like, okay, this can't be fun for anybody else to watch me do this. So could somebody else go? It's like the one time I went to the lake last year or 2 years ago. And they were trying to teach me how to, like, wakeboard or surf. They were trying to teach me how to get up and surf. And I was like, I can't do it. And they're like, oh, you got it. Come on, you can get up. And then after, like, the fifth time, I was like, this can't be fun for you guys in the boat to have to keep coming around and circle around and get me. Like, just let me in the boat. This is not fun for anybody. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I've always heard with that, it's taking it slow, surfing. You got to take it really slow and really focus on getting on the board. That's what they've heard that anyway.
I think it's different in the ocean than versus the lake.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because, like, you have to get up at the very beginning when they pull you, so there's no going slow.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a wakeboard. You start with a board, and then, like, you're supposed to, like, kick your feet.
Oh, you're
like,
talking about skiing?
Well, no, it's called surfboard. It's called surfing. Like, it's like they put you, like, on a little, like, lake surfboard.
Surfing on the lake?
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody
surf. Like, surf behind the wakes. Like, the idea is, like, you get up sort of like a wakeboard, and they pull you, and then, like, eventually you let go of the rope, and then you're just, like, surfing.
Can you ski?
I can't do anything in the water besides inner tube. When I was younger, though,
that's pretty easy. You just lay there.
When I was younger, it was hard to throw me off. I had a lot of grit.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, I hit a certain age. And I was like, at a certain age, I was like, this isn't fun anymore. This hurts.
No, it does hurt.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not inner tubing no more.
My dad used to go, I think, too fast.
Well, in hindsight, it probably definitely was too fast.
I think it was like 50 miles an hour. Like, it felt like it.
In hindsight, it was probably way too fast.
You're on the back of that tube, and you're doing everything you can not to fall off because you know it's going to hurt.
Man, it was so fun. No, it never hurt falling off when I was a kid. I loved it.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, like I said, I went back when I was in high school or like early college. Like, this isn't for me anymore.
And you get to that one point where you're completely off the edge, you know, and you're like,
holding.
You're just holding on for dear life.
Every now and then you hit a bump, go flying in the air. That was always cool.
Yeah.
It was fun. Like I said, at a certain point, I was just like, nope, this ain't for me anymore. And I kind of feel like I was the same way about like cliff jumping. I used to love going to cliff jump. Like, I'd go.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, all throughout, like, junior high, we'd go to Telco and jump off, like, water, you know, off the waterfall 50 there.
50-foot cliffs, yeah.
Well, not in Telco. There's, like, 15, 20-foot cliffs. Like, at like Watts Bar on the lake, there's, like, you know, 30, 40-foot cliffs I'd jump off of. But now I'm like, man, I don't think I have it in me anymore.
No. Well, like, we jumped off cliffs, too, but I always jumped on the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Like, 10, 15. I couldn't do
Well, it's tricky to climb up there and pull yourself up, so that was always a threat in itself.
I couldn't do the big cliffs.
One time in Telco, I almost fell off the side of a cliff. Like, I was luckily grabbed, like, a tree and, like, held on long enough to, like, my brother's friend to come get me, or else I would have fell, like, 15 foot onto, like, rocks. Probably died.
Yeah, well, 15
Maybe.
Foot.
It was like 20.
Probably would have been enough to just really injure you.
Yeah.
Unless
you hit
your
head. Yeah, I mean, rocks hit your head.
But,
yeah.
Fun stuff. It does surprise me that you used to do things like that.
I used to be pretty adventurous, bro. Like
skydiving. This guy's been skydiving.
Well, not only that, like, I mean, I was pretty wild. I mean, I grew up on a farm. Like, I was a pretty big daredevil. And I was also, like, the youngest of, like, 10 guy cousins. They were all, like, 8 years older than me.
So,
like,
yourself.
Yeah, and plus, I was also, like, a little bit of a test dummy. And it was also like, yeah, proving yourself too. So like, yeah, no, I used to be pretty adventurous and pretty wild. One time I jumped off of like when you're trying to like load cattle up at the stock barn, sometimes like to load them into the transfer trucks, you have to go up on like a platform that's like 12 feet tall or so. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time I just jumped off that after Mankind Hell in the Cell. And they're like, jump off and just land on your side. It'll be okay. So I did it and landed on my side and I was okay, but boy, did that hurt. And that was, I think, the end of my jumping career.
You're jumping, yeah.
Yeah. Until, you know, went to the cliffs a little bit in the water. But my dad's like, you're an idiot.
I remember.
And all my cousins got in trouble for making me do it, and that was kind of.
I used to wrestle with my stepbrother, and we would jump off ladders and stuff. And like,
onto a trampoline?
Yeah, and like I cut myself up on a barbed wire fence
one time,
like on purpose.
Nice.
And my family thought I had like, you know, depression or something. They're like, oh my God.
What, thought Cody was cutting himself.
Yeah. But I was just doing like a wrestling thing.
Nice.
I was like, but I did. I cut my arm with the barbed wire and
rubbed it
on my head.
You weren't blading, though?
What
did you do on the fence?
My wrist?
What did you? No. I'm saying, That's what they call wrestling whenever you cut your forehead. Like when you're bleeding.
I actually cut myself, but I just cut my arm and then rubbed it on my forehead.
But you like went and got off the trampoline, went to like the fence and did it?
Yeah. But, you know, we were just acting out like what they do on TV.
Yeah, no, my brother actually had like barbed wire bats. That was probably being like six or seven.
Would he hit you with it?
He like would like bend it all down and stuff, but it did look cool.
Yeah.
Mankind. It was a bad time to be growing up during that era, like of attitude.
Some thumbtack stuff.
Yeah. But we'd always like bend them, like where it looked cool on camera. Maybe it doesn't look cool at all. I don't know. I haven't seen the footage, but we always videoed them too, but I never got to see the footage.
Oh, yeah. I've got some embarrassing old home videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a while there, we were tag teaming, and we were wrestling our stuffed animals.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, because we didn't want to hurt each other.
Sure.
But there's this one video of my stepbrother hitting me with the trash can
by
accident.
My mother was always so mad. We went through so many cookie sheets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
the
make
baking
great
sheets.
Pop.
Yep.
Great pop.
Great pop. Don't really hurt that much, and you could just take it full out. Just hit me as hard as you can with the cookie sheet. It'll look good on the camera.
I think I've got that video of the trash can. I'll show it.
And then there was a time on the trampoline where my brother almost broke my neck, and that kind of ended the end of that because, like, I heard it pop, and I was like, oh, man. Like, for 3 minutes, I didn't move. I wasn't really trying, but I was scared to try. So I heard it pop. He was trying to, like, do something to me, and I landed, like, right on my neck. And that was kind of the end of that. I was like, all right, no more.
Do you ever think about the things you did, though?
That you survived, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, and now
so
you're
lucky.
Now you're an adult, and you're
alive.
I thought that was
the whole point of this conversation.
Well, yeah, that's what
jumping off of cliffs and such. I thought that was what we were doing.
Yeah, but now though you consider it, like you look back and it's like, oh, well, that was a stupid thing I did, and I could have died.
Yeah, and also like your body hurts a lot just thinking about it. The dumbest jumping stuff was bad, but we also had a thing where we called it like ultimate sledding, and we'd hook up sleds and tarps behind the four wheeler and pull it not. In snow, like year round, like in the summer, just through like fields and under fences, and just that one was pretty bad. So we'd basically do inner tubing just behind a four wheeler. And my dad's like, "You're an idiot. There's fence posts out here. There's rocks in here. You're gonna hit something. You're gonna
die. You're gonna hurt yourself."
Yeah.
We used to do this thing where we would go out in fields and just get really, really drunk, and then we would drive home when we were like 19, 20. We'd just get hammered drunk and then go driving.
Kids really are dumb.
And also, our liquor store was 45 minutes away. So
I don't
like,
want to talk about this anymore.
Well, no, I'm saying it's like
let's go to break.
Dumb things you do that you don't do now.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
He's on the scene.
All right, Cody Mack, what is the story of the day?
I haven't looked. Do you have any?
Does this catch you by surprise?
Yeah, honestly, it does.
Every day?
I mean, I know you ask it
every day. You wake up at 11:15. Did you get a cup of Coke from Starbucks?
No. That's black coffee with ice.
Black coffee with ice.
So go ahead and make your...
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, it's an iced coffee.
I'm not going to say anything.
It's a black coffee with ice.
Your grandpa's rolling over in his grave, but I'm not going to say anything. It looks like a Coke. You could have easily gotten me. You could have handed me that big. I don't want this Coke. You want it? And I would have taken a big drink of that. It looks just like a Coca-Cola from here.
It actually is a Coke. Do you want to try a big drink of it?
It does look like a Coke. Now it looks like Diet Coke whenever I see it up in the light. But
what do you think it is? You don't think that's coffee on ice?
I didn't know you could put coffee on ice, like black coffee on ice.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I guess.
Try a drink.
No, I'm good. You can't get me after I said you could have gotten me.
I want you to just drink. I want you to just.
Oh, wait, here they go. They're talking coffee again. I don't want to talk coffee again.
No.
I was just asking if you had a Coke.
But we don't have to talk coffee. I just want you to, for one time, let yourself be vulnerable.
Well, beat me in a board bet.
Well, why can't you just agree to, like, try something sometime?
I'm vulnerable. What do you want to know about me?
Doesn't that look good? Look at that pizza.
Where
is that at? It looks like something I sent my mom. Oh, that's 5 points in Nashville. That's what that is.
I'll be vulnerable. What do you want to know?
No, I mean, I
didn't
be
get any
able...
Final Four teams, right?
No, neither did I.
Bracket was still 91.8%.
I didn't get any Elite
pretty good.
Teams, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. What I mean is I want to
that's
be able
impressive.
To. If you told me to try something, I would try it. Like, if you said, try this, I'd be like, okay. Like, I'd...
I think it's braver not to tell people no all the time.
I don't think it's about bravery.
To stand up to somebody trying to get you to do something. It was kind of awkward. When I went to New York, I went with two separate friends, right? Mm-hmm. I went with a friend that I have in one friend group and a friend I have in another, you know, just that's unrelated. So, like, watching their dynamic was interesting, but we went to, like, an Italian place to eat on Friday, and my one friend was like, here, try this, and, like, try to give it to me, and I was like, all right, whatever, and I took a little bite of it, and then he's like, asked my friend, he's like, do you want some? He's just like, no. He's like, come on, take a bite. He's like, no, I'm good. He's like, come on, give me your plate. He's like, I really want you to try it. My friend's like, no. And the mother, and they're like, really, you're not going to try? He's like, no, I'm good. And I was like, that's what I do. I applaud that. It's so much harder to do that.
I don't get that. I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Why not just try it?
Because some people don't want to.
But why not?
Like, what if it tastes bad?
Well, what if it tastes good?
What if I want to eat the food I ordered? What if I just want to enjoy that?
Because it's just a little bite. Like, what is the big deal about having a little bite?
Sometimes you don't want a bite.
I don't get it. I'll try anything. I want everyone to experience everything.
Experience the thrill of telling your friends no when they offer you something. How about you experience that?
Well, like, I understand.
Horn me.
I understand it when you say, like, you won't take
all right,
a shot.
Horn me. Tennessee football, I guess this could be your story of the day.
Canceled.
Has shut down the program and will no longer play football.
Oh, man. Well, I'm out of here.
Four-star quarterback Jake Merklinger has committed to Tennessee over Georgia, Michigan State, and North Carolina.
I knew that was coming, man.
What an ugly last name.
Merklinger? It's not a pretty last name.
Merklinger.
I don't know if I want to hear him throw it.
Merklinger back to pass. Intercepted. He really murked that one up, didn't he? That ball was lingering in the air. Yeah, I can hear it now.
Yep. Good for him.
I hate when I lose my train of thought because you made me use that horn. I was thinking of something.
So he came up here. He took an unofficial visit last week. And now decides Tennessee is where he wants to be. He had done already, according to Ryan Shumpert at Rocky Top Insider, he had already done all of his official visits, or at least visited with all of his finalists in March. So I guess four finalists. You get five, right? Five official visits. That's still the rule, right? That used to be the rule.
So.
I'm pretty sure that's still the rule. He took four, you know, he visited all four of his finalists in the month of March. But I guess that could mean unofficial. It doesn't necessarily have to be an official visit, since we just say he took an unofficial to Knoxville. But plans to early enroll at Tennessee in 2024. He's from Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia.
Neat little town. I went through there.
Yeah.
On my way to Florida. I'd never been before.
According to, do we still use 247 or are we in on three? Let's see what he is on three.
I think we're on three now.
On 247's composite, he is the 55th ranked player in the country and the number 6 quarterback overall, the number 9 player in the state of Georgia. So what do you think?
That sounds pretty good.
Cam, what do you think?
I can't get over the last name. Savannah's not really also known for their football.
Calvary Day School.
Yeah, I've never heard of that school in my life.
That sounds like a Christian type.
Sounds like,
school.
Yeah, small. Just
it does sound like a Christian school for sure.
Is he white?
He's white.
Of course.
It's not a good sign.
Why do you say of course? Because his name's Jake.
His last name.
What about first name?
Merklinger is a white name. Wait, what's the first name?
Jake.
Oh, that's as white as it gets, isn't it?
Not
are there
say
any
as
white
as
guys
it
named
gets.
Jake?
I had a guy.
Jake is about as white as it gets.
It's not as white as it gets.
It's pretty white.
What's up there?
Yeah, I mean, I had there's a black guy at my high school named Jake. That's the only one I can kind of think of.
That was short for Jakavius.
That's a little racist. You should be careful. You should be careful.
I just think Jake is pretty white.
Be careful. Be careful. It's probably short for Jacob, if I was guessing.
Jacob. Jacob is just, that's the epitome of white.
I thought Chad was the epitome of white.
Chad's the epitome of douche.
I thought that was like the epitome of white.
Douche white.
No.
Yeah,
I was
but
just
he's
saying.
Like, which is most whites. But
be careful. You don't have to take shots at our white brethren either.
Shots at my own race.
Like that gives you a free pass for the Chinese and Japanese
no,
that you always
no
and Mexicans that you always drive by?
Kinda. I felt like I'm just surprised that you said Jake is not always white. That seems
I grew up with a guy named Jake that was black. So maybe I.
That's shocking.
Not a lot of Jakes that I can think of in general, really.
I knew a lot of
Besides
Jakes.
Yeah. The snake plumber and the snake Roberts.
I knew a lot of Jakes in school. I had one friend named Jake.
Wow.
He earned Region 3-3A. What is Region? Where was that? Kim, is that
3-3A?
Yeah, is that any good in Georgia?
That's 3A ball, which means a low class
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, that's really low.
I assume there's a 2
They
and
go
one,
to like
though, right?
8A yeah. in Georgia.
That's, oh, really? So yeah. He was playing like rural ball.
Yeah, against, I was like, Savannah's not known for their football.
He was playing against like slow kids. He's
Merle
not,
was like all like private Christian schools though. Like those could be good, can't they? Like, so, well, yeah. There's some 3A good football in Knoxville, right? I mean, I know they don't go to 8A, but like.
They could be small schools, I guess.
Aren't some of the 3A schools here good? Like, I mean, I don't really. I still.
Like
I've been here forever and I still don't bother with like the local football scene, but isn't
what
like.
What is like the Catholic? What
I thought they were like. We're going to sound stupid, but.
Not really. I mean, I don't think.
I mean, it's right in our backyard.
I think it's
kind of. Bear's going to send you a text cussing
I think
you
it's kind of good to not know all about local high school football.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cringy if you know a lot about it.
No, I agree, but I just.
Chuggy.
But if it goes to 8A, sure. But at the same time, Harrison Bailey, didn't he play at the biggest one, and he sucked?
Well, yeah. But
yeah.
Yeah.
And so far, your boy, like, I don't think he's going to be really in the mix at Missouri as a quarterback either.
Yeah.
And didn't you say he played at a big school, too?
Yeah. Yeah, he played at
Sam Horn, I guess is what I'm thinking
of.
He was
at my high school, so yeah. It was...
I'm just saying it doesn't always matter
if
you're
doesn't.
Good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. But it's, if you're good I don't know. There. Sometimes I see that film from the small school,
sure,
and I'm just
sure,
like,
sure.
Ugh.
No, I get that. That's why I don't even bother watching high school film. I'm like, don't even show me anything until they're on the. I don't even want to see any practice film at college either. Just show me what you look like when you get on the field. Because, like, I don't even care if you're big and strong. Like, if you can't play, you can't play.
Yeah. I did love Jadeveon Clowney's film.
Well, yeah, but that guy looked like an alien. But also, like, he made an impact as a freshman, too. Like, you put him on the field and you could tell, okay, he can play. But yeah, I didn't bother watching his film.
Do you want to see the ribeye medallions?
I don't bother watching any of the basketball films either. Like, I don't care what you do against guys who aren't going to be at that level. Unless you're Zion, you're just dunking on everybody. But even then, everyone doubted Zion when he came to Duke. They were just like, yeah, freak, all he could do is dunk. And then next thing you know, he's like playing a really well-rounded basketball game.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, oh, he's actually not going to be like the fifth best player in the draft class. He's actually clear-cut number one. What were you going to ask, Cody?
I asked if you wanted to see the ribeye medallions I made.
No, absolutely not. Why would I care about your ribeye medallions?
Oh, no. I just saw a story.
Oh?
This is bad.
A story about what?
Starbucks automatically adds 20 grams of sugar to their iced coffee?
You don't say.
That's what you get for drinking iced coffee.
Wait a second.
They got to sugar it up for them.
Wait.
You don't say.
Wait a second.
That the Starbucks coffee that everyone's addicted to, you don't say that it maybe has some sugar in it.
It doesn't taste like it has sugar in it.
Oh, wow.
I gotta read more about this. We'll report back in our headlines, too. Had Chipotle yesterday.
I had Chipotle today.
Oh, nice.
I told you, I go get that chicken and rice and cheese for $8. It's hard to beat.
Getting the new chicken pastor?
No, just that's the regular chicken. I do have to say, I know I came in here in a good mood, but... It's probably because I had forgotten. I am absolutely appalled at what I had to do today.
Mm-hmm.
I understand inflation. I understand Biden. I understand Ukraine. I get all that.
I get all of it.
I understand it.
I know everything about Ukraine.
Well, I'm saying I understand that, like, hey, prices go up, COVID, all this stuff. I get it. Whatever. I understand everything's more expensive.
Can you hand me that remote?
But I, no.
We're on the wrong.
I'll fix it.
Okay.
I went and I bought Frank dog food.
Uh-huh.
He hadn't had, you know.
Which he must have.
Right. He goes through dog food. He goes through a big bag probably once every 2 months, I'd say. Because, I mean, he's a small dog. He eats 2 scoops. I mean, there's a lot of it. So, basically, what I'm saying, I last bought dog food 2 months ago, I would say. I went to buy Frank dog food today. And then also head and get me another bottle of vodka. And then Chipotle was right there next to it. So, it was all like one trip. But I stopped in. I got Frank dog food. It has risen from $37 for the big bag $57. A $20 increase in 2 months.
Well, they know you're going to pay it.
I'm not anymore. I bought that bag just because, like, I was like, well, I don't really know what to do, but I am going to do research and find a cheaper brand.
Frank, looks like you're on Meow Mix now.
It would literally be cheaper to feed him chicken and rice every day. $57. It's going up $20 in 2 months.
What brand is it?
Neutral. It's like over there, like on the drive, when you're driving to Nashville, you see the plant, like I think it's on the left, maybe the right side of the road whenever you're headed to Nashville. It's like a local Tennessee thing.
Oh,
so
well,
I try to.
You're feeding him that gentrified food.
But again, I understand.
You're feeding him that vegan.
Well, no. I understand what you're saying. But again, it was $37. It's not about it being good or bad. Like, I understand. Yeah. Maybe it's. I don't even think. I thought it was reasonably priced compared to everything else beforehand. But like, it the same bag, same quantity, rent from 37 to 57 in 2 months.
Sorry, Frank. We got something new for you. It's called Old Roy. Purina.
I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's Biden's economy. Biden's America. I don't know if it's Biden or not. It could be.
Well, apparently, I just Googled it, and apparently there's a whole bunch of, like, threads about it, about why this all of a sudden got so expensive.
Big dog food.
Maybe rising cost of
vodka.
No, the vodka's gotten cheaper, I feel like. So the vodka's recession proof.
I mean, it's either feed Frank or drink vodka. It's one or the other.
I'm going to put some vodka in Frank's bowl, too. He'll want to eat less. He'll just sleep more.
Do you put vodka in your claws?
Yeah. Sometimes.
That's a fun thing to do.
I'm blown away. Like I said, from 37 to 57 in a month and a half's time.
That's a lot. That's a dramatic increase.
That's quite the jump.
Maybe like it had to do with like the eggs price. Like maybe there's some eggs in there. Maybe.
$20.
No, there's not $20 with the eggs. Yeah, exactly. I know.
Carton in there.
I don't know why there would be such a dramatic increase in price. Are there any like Reddit theories?
I don't know. They had one, but I just
normally the people on Reddit have the answers.
They usually do.
If you have a question, you can just type it into the Google and. The Redditors will tell you. They're like, oh, this happened to me too.
Gam, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Money your way.
Are you surprised that a four-star quarterback in this class that plans to early enrollee would come to Tennessee right now?
Kind of.
In this class, yes. I thought we'd probably wait till like next class.
Well, I'm not surprised that Tennessee tried to get one because you can never have too many quarterbacks. And like somebody's going to transfer out and, you know, it always kind of shakes out that way and whatever. I don't blame Tennessee for going after him. I'm a little surprised that they were able to get him whenever you have – Nico here on campus, already, you know, waiting behind Joe Milton.
Well, Nico's going to need a backup.
Well, yeah, but I just don't – do you think, like, freshmen now are committing somewhere with the idea of, like, coming to back up someone? Because maybe they're coming in here to compete. Like, Arch Manning saw Quinn Ewers at Texas. I was like, yeah, it's fun. Five-star, 2 years of eligibility, 3 years of eligibility left. And, yeah, that's fine. I'll go there and I'll compete with him. I might not touch the field until I'm a junior, but hey, yeah, I'll compete with him.
Well, this guy's a four-star rural quarterback. I mean, he's, you know, I don't think his expectations can't be the same as a high-level quarterback.
No, that's fine, but he still had offers.
Yeah, not a bad offer list at all.
Which, I mean, you know, Georgia, okay, sure, he's not going to go see the field at Georgia, you know, right away either, but like Michigan State, North Carolina, like, I'd imagine they don't have any top level quarterbacks, I mean, that are, like, going to be solidified at the job.
Yeah, the North Carolina guy will be gone after this year.
Right.
Personally, I'm a little disappointed that we let a mere four-star quarterback sign.
Yeah.
I thought we were a five-star.
I mean, he's a top 60 guy, though.
That's not high. We should get top five and top five only.
Well, he's a top seven quarterback, so, I mean, that's not bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the number seven quarterback in the country.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. Maybe he's not bad. You messed our camera up.
Oh, that was our camera?
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rats. Sorry.
Cam's fixing it.
It's Cam, still, keep an eye on that if it starts flashing about
it's
the...
It's still very crooked and not...
It looks good.
It doesn't look good.
Just start shaking it like the Blair Witch Project.
Needs to be tilted. Just
whenever I go on a rant, start shaking it. Like, we'll make it like 3D or 4D, or I'll come and maybe somebody can like throw water on somebody whenever I accidentally spit when I talk.
You do that all the time.
I know. I get a little excited. But yeah, he's the number six quarterback in the country, according to On3. Number seven, according to like their industry ratings.
So he's not a bad commitment. Linger.
No, it seems like a good commitment. I mean, it's not like you're taking some project guy. This is a guy that, you know, had offers, D1 offers.
All right, I'll Google him.
Like, I don't know how much. I'll be honest. Somebody can maybe tweet or tweet in. I don't want to take any phone calls. You know, and let us know if there are some people who really love recruiting. But, like, I don't know if Georgia was, like, really – really wanting him. If the offer
he
was like,
seems like a guy that would be a Georgia quarterback.
Yeah.
Jake Merklinger. Merlinger? Merklinger? Sounds like a Georgia quarterback, honestly.
Calvary Day School.
I think in today's game I'm more interested in a quarterback with a little more athleticism. A guy that can get out of the pocket and move around a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if this guy's
24/7 says an athletic quarterback.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know if this guy's non-athletic. I think you're assuming that because his name is Jake Merklinger and he's white. Feels a little prejudice.
So we do think he's a dual threat.
Well, I don't know if he's a dual threat or not. I don't know anything about the guy, but Cam said the write-up called him athletic.
What else does it say?
Then the page doesn't load.
I almost feel like every quarterback in high school is going to be athletic these days. Like I don't feel like there are going to be very many statues at the high school level anymore because I feel like every high school is doing like a variation of the spread running gun. Like,
there's just something
about
him. Or not
running gun, just the spread, you know, like
that doesn't seem like he'll be the most athletic guy.
It's because his name's Jake Merklinger and he's from Savannah, Georgia, and he's white.
Yeah, that all lines up to not.
Your bias is showing. White guys can be fast too, Cody.
Can they?
Yeah, Mike Trout. Ever heard of him? He's a baseball player.
Is he fast?
Yeah, he's
fast.
He's
not
fast. He's
fast.
Yeah,
Mike Trout.
No. Mike Trout's one of the best athletes of like in like the last 20 years.
Are you crazy? When you think
his speed and jumping and
when
stuff.
When you think
yeah.
fast white guys, Mike Trout is the first.
Well, that's where my mind went. Admittedly, there was that Oregon sprinter like 5 years ago that was like or like 3 years ago, whatever he was there. What was his name, Cam? You remember what I'm talking about?
Devin Allen.
Yeah,
I think he's mixed.
Oh, really?
I think, if I remember right.
There are no
if I'm thinking
fast,
of the right person.
White.
Well,
there's that one kid that runs track at Georgia that's really fast.
Are you sure? I thought that guy was pretty white.
I'm maybe not thinking
of
white
the right Oregon
Mike Trout is
sprinter.
The best name you've got and fast white
when I
guys.
Type in white Oregon sprinter, it brings up a sprinter van. Did he go to Oregon or am I tripping?
Maybe thinking
I thought about living
white.
In a sprinter
maybe he wasn't actually
a
sprinter. Maybe he was like a distance guy.
I don't think track guys count.
Track guy. Let's see if that works.
Nobody
white Oregon track guy. Well, that brings up Steve Prefontaine, who was a white.
I drove by where he died.
Oregon track guy.
Nice. Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, I would go McCaffrey first. Before
I'd go McCaffrey over Mike Trout.
Yeah.
What about like a white? Are there any white like return guys?
You guys have never seen Mike Trout track a ball in center field, and it shows.
Yeah, I don't really watch
Mike
baseball.
Trout is not the fastest white guy that comes to mind. What about, are there any white
You don't watch
guys?
Baseball, bro. Okay, you don't know. You don't know anything about baseball.
Is Mike Trout not like a big-time hitter?
Mike He's not Trout. steroid Barry Bonds out there.
I think of a big baseball
when you say big
hitter,
time hitter,
I don't think of fast.
But when you say big-time hitter, what do you mean? Like, he's not like Aaron Judge hitting 40 bombs.
Okay, well, I don't want to make it like a race thing, but how many fast black guys would you name over Mike Trout? Literally 1,000?
Whoa. Like, what are we doing here?
I'm just saying, like, I don't think Mike Trout is like.
Trout does hit a lot
when
of
I think
home
of
runs,
a
too.
Fast
not Barry Bonds
guy,
level, but he does hit a lot of bombs.
He's not. When you think of a fast Let's white guy, here. My point is, like, he's...
Well, you name the fast white guys, then.
I said Christian McCaffrey, and I'm asking you, Are there any fast white return guys?
Let's see.
Do we know that? Punt returners.
No,
they usually
just have good hands.
I don't know. I don't know if I can trust Jesse Williamson of T-BonesBaseball.com, but when I Googled, is Mike Trout fast, he popped up and said, though Mike Trout's reputation as a five-tool player is well-deserved, it's his speed that really sets him apart from the pack.
But again,
he has consistently ranked among the league leaders in stolen bases. Wow. Wow, what a guy. In a 60-yard dash, he ran a 6.5 seconds. Let's see. That's speed of 29.0 per second. It's Cleveland Browns saying LeBron. I don't know what the fuck.
But again, does he have, like, is it comparable to, like, a Mookie Betts speed?
Probably not. I don't know if Mookie's fast or not. I don't know if Mookie's fast
Mookie's
or not.
Mookie's known for stolen bases.
I'm trying to read, and it's like, for some reason, this guy's talking about LeBron James. I don't know why he's talking about
so
LeBron
So you're
James.
Telling me he's running a 6.5, 60?
Yeah, is that fast?
That seems fast.
Tyreek Hill runs slower than that. You're telling me he's faster than Tyreek Hill?
No.
According to baseball.
I don't believe that at all. The world record's like 6.3.
Who
six.
Is this? Jesse Waters? Is that the guy
Let
from
me
Fox
see.
News?
How fast did Mike Trout run? I'm telling you guys, Mike Trout is fast.
Christian Coleman has the world record. It's like 6.36, I think.
According to baseballbible.net, when I Google it, Mike Trout has a recorded 60-yard dash time of 6.08 seconds.
6.08?
That's what happens when I Google how fast he runs.
He smashed the world record.
He might be fast. I don't know.
He smashed the world record.
Let's see.
Maybe he is fast. How much does Mike Trout weigh? Because, I don't know, I guess I just think of him as a big hitter.
BaseballAmerica.com, which I feel like is the most reputable. Baseball America is legit. It says 6.5 seconds.
That's wild.
So, I would like an apology from both of you.
I just don't believe it.
You don't believe it? What? It's recorded.
They're using stopwatches?
BaseballAmerica.com.
For the record, I don't believe it
I would like an apology from both of you.
I'm going to need more information.
I need to find a
especially
video
from you,
of Mike
Cam.
Trout running. No, I don't believe. I think they're using stopwatches.
Especially from you, Cam, for acting like white guys can't be fast.
I just told you there's no super fast they white can't. Guy at Georgia.
They can't be fast.
He ran.
They can be fast, like,
NBC,
to us.
NBCSports.com like, says that he thinks he could beat Mike Vick in a 50-yard sprint.
Well, he can think that.
He also gets from home plate to first base in 3.9 seconds. Like, I don't know how.
I don't even know the distance to home plate.
BleacherReport.com, top 25 speediest guys in baseball. Number one, Mike Trout. I would like an apology from you, Cody. I'd like an apology from you, Cam. Baseball guy here.
I just have never considered anybody start a speed conversation with Mike Trout.
No, I haven't either.
He's a five-tool guy. He's good at everything.
Speedy Mike Trout.
They say he's the best baseball player of all time.
Think he's faster than
That's
Babe
why
Ruth.
He lost us the World Baseball
well,
Classic, right?
You know, that they say he's the best baseball player of all time before Shohei Ohtani showed up.
I need
oh, yeah.
to find
he's
a video
like
of him.
A phenom,
all right,
he?
Here we go. YouTube, Mike Trout speed highlights.
Is it because he pitches and hits?
Yeah, but he's really good at both of them.
Yeah,
at this point, I think this is updated. Yeah, so 2022. So keep in mind, this would be like 11 years into Mike Trout's career.
Yeah,
who's the next guy on your list?
Still,
Travis Kelce.
He's still graded as the 32nd fastest player according to their sprint time at 29.4 seconds. I don't know what that is in relation to, but
you know, Tom Brady, low key, kind of fast.
You don't have to keep making jokes just because you were wrong and I was right. Mike Trout is fast, or he used to be fast.
But
he's still fast. He used to be really, really fast.
I still don't know if he's that fast, though, on the scale of, like, other sports. You know what I mean? He might be the fastest baseball player. I don't know. But.
Corbin Carroll gets credit for being the fastest player in baseball right now, and he is a white as well.
I don't think you can say that.
Trey Turner's pretty fast white. As well. Whoever the hell Bobby Witt Jr. is, he also looks like a white.
Sounds like a NASCAR driver.
He does.
I can't judge speed watching Bobby these Witt baseball highlights. They all look slow.
Yeah. Well, that was my whole thing is when you think of a guy
so
hitting a baseball.
Now
well, no, I'm just thinking. I think of guys with big
so
arms.
So I just told you that Mike Trout was faster than Tyreek Hill, and now you're acting like, I don't believe he's faster than Tyreek
Hill.
He's
not faster than Tyreek
Hill. There's no way.
I mean, he could be.
He could not be. There's no way.
I mean, according to the stopwatch, he is.
Oh, that's, wow, he hit the ball to the fence and he hit a triple.
That can't be right. What are his measurements?
You mean like height and weight?
Yeah, because he's got to be a fairly big guy, right?
I mean, he is fair. I mean, like, I don't know what.
I just don't think you can be
super
fast.
I was
going to
guess he's like 6'1". He's 6'2". He's listed at 6'2", 235.
Okay, so that sounds like a big-time baseball hitter, so he can't be, like, super fast.
There's a reason people say he's the best baseball player ever.
So you're saying he's just a freak?
Yeah, he's a freak athlete. Did you not hear me say he's, like, maybe our best athlete, like, or in the conversation of being one of our best athletes of the last 20 years? Like, just overall, like, athleticism?
I don't buy it. I don't think a baseball –
I don't know how he could jump or anything, but I'm just saying, the guy's a freak.
But can a baseball player be the best athlete? Is that possible? A baseball player?
Why couldn't he be?
I guess he could be. I just don't think of baseball guys as being as good of athletes as
That's your racism coming out.
Sports.
That's your racism coming out.
What do you mean? How's that racist?
Because you think of mostly white players when you think of baseball. You think, well, they couldn't be as athletic as the other sports. What other sports are you talking about? Hockey? Hockey come to mind?
Basketball? Football? Well, baseball's got like a lot of Latino guys. I guess I don't think of him as fast. Speedy Gonzalez.
Be careful.
I think he got canceled.
Be careful.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that is racist.
Yeah, I don't hear you talking about NASCAR. And
there's not that many black guys in baseball, so how can they be fast? Yeah, that's probably not the right way to look at it then, huh?
I'm still laughing at this article trying to say he's a 6'08".
6'08"?
Don't focus on that. You said he could have a 6.5 either, and that's recorded. Don't try to take victory there.
Like Cam said, though, that could be on a stopwatch, right?
Yeah, but don't stop.
Because I had guys in high school who were running.
That's what they're doing. That's what it is.
Well, I mean, like, there were guys at my school in high school who.
Sure.
Yeah, technically, yeah. Actually, they ran a 4.5 40.
I don't think Baseball America's doing that.
Guys at my school happened to run a 4.5 40, but you know
every high school across America had that happening.
Right, yeah. Right, because of the it's just coaches with a stopwatch. That's like, so it's not exactly measured right.
Let's watch a baseball game sometime, bro.
I watch.
I just watched like three highlights and I wasn't impressed.
I don't know, man. Whenever
greatest
he goes to check,
athlete of our generation. Apparently.
Well, I mean, again, I didn't say he is the greatest, but I said he belongs in the conversation until his teammate's bigger than him. It's kind of wild. I was looking at the AL MVP odds, and Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout are the top two guys to win AL MVP, and their team's probably going to win like 75 games.
Has Mike Trout ever won a title?
No, he only been to the playoffs once, and they got swept. His whole career made the playoffs once.
Is he with the Angels?
Correct.
And Shohei Ohtani's?
Also with the Angels. I just said they had both of the top
two
guys.
So how do they have those two
players? Baseball, you have to have like 27 guys.
How do they have the two best?
Was it 25 guys.
So they just don't have anybody else?
They haven't had any pitching before Ohtani, and then like the rest of their lineup's not very good, and like they're just it's not any good. They're big. Plan to help Mike Trout was to sign old ass Albert Pujols to like a 10-year deal, and that didn't go well.
Did he ever get to the number he was?
Mike, here's a story: Mike Trout and D. Gordon ran fast enough to get ticketed in a school zone during the All-Star game. I think that means he ran over 25 miles per hour. I don't know.
Seems reckless.
I don't believe any of these articles.
I don't either. I don't believe any of this.
He's fast,
I need
bro.
To see a video of him running like a timed 40, 60,
or you can see just get that hate out of your heart, Cam. White guys can be fast.
I know. The guy at Georgia.
Besides the guy at Georgia.
Again.
There more than one white guy, not just the white guy down at Georgia, can be fast, Cam.
Also, when he says white guys can be fast, this whole segment has been about one white guy, by the way.
Well, I don't even remember why we were talking about white guys being fast. I don't really remember that.
Oh, because the quarterback, we didn't believe he was
athletic. Yeah.
I'm still going to guess Jake Marklinger's not that fast.
Did you not watch Stetson Bennett last year, speaking of white guys down at Georgia? That guy was always running away from defenses.
He can evade the pocket.
You ever watch Trevor Lawrence take that scamper up the sideline against Alabama?
He wasn't that fast.
He was pretty fast.
Johnny Manziel, he had some quickness.
I would say Trevor Lawrence was faster than Manziel, wasn't he?
Remember? Yeah, but Johnny had that it factor.
Johnny had more elusiveness.
For his day, Johnny.
No.
Back in his day, Johnny football.
Johnny was on performance enhancers.
If they called you Johnny football, though, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think he had – oh, man, that's shocking to me. Never mind. Trevor Lawrence ran a 4.78. I would have assumed it was faster than that. Wow, that's kind of slow. Maybe white guys aren't fast after all. The hell did Peyton run? Peyton was around a 4.78, wasn't he?
He was like a 5.8.
No, yeah.
Are you sure?
I think he was over five. I think.
No, you guys just throw that out, and then you guys get going. He ran a 4.8. He ran the same thing Trevor Lawrence did.
That's wild.
6.6.
He ran a 4.8.
Same as his height.
He's not that tall. Is he 6'6"? I thought he was like
6'5". I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, I didn't think it was 6'6".
6'4", 6'5".
Hour one in the books. Kick off hour two of headlines.